This is the Mason Vera Payne Show,
your go-to lifestyle podcast, covering everything from technology and gaming
to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond.
Brought to you from Chicago, USA,
with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
This is the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne, and thank you for tuning in. What if I told you it was possible to enhance your senses with just a chip implant? It sounds like something right out of science fiction, but there's actually a device on the market that offers you the ability to expand your senses. So joining me today is Cyborg Nest CEO, Leviu Babit, to speak about their latest chip implant and its features. Thank you for joining me, Leviu.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Could you explain a little bit about what NorthSense is?
Yeah, NorthSense is our first artificial sense, and it will basically give people back and what is thought to be an ancient sense that we had basically to sense the north as many other animals have.
I watched some of the YouTube videos that you guys had available, and one person had something where she could feel earthquakes, and another person, I think, he could sense color. Is that something that NorthSense is able to do?
No, NorthSense, so new artificial senses is something that is just now new to the world, and you gave two examples. So two of our partners, one of them is Moon Rebus. She's an artist, and she has an implant in her hand that she can sense earthquakes. So whenever there is an earthquake around the world, she can, her arm shakes. And her arm shakes also by the intensity of the earthquake. So she's connected very closely to Earth and to ground that way. And Neil Harbister, another partner of ours, he was born completely, seeing completely black and white. So he has an implant today, an antenna that basically helps him hear color. NorthSense will give the people ability basically to connect to a sense of orientation and the Earth's magnetic field. And basically it will vibrate and notice you each time you're facing north.
Where was this developed? I mean, like, why would you guys want to do this?
That's a very good question. So when we started the company, we had... We still have a list of sensors that we think of developing, and we started doing some research, and then it was very easy to make the decision that NorthSense will be the one that we go for, because we found out that it's basically rooted in everything that we know in all our traditions and religions and feng shui, and everything that we know and live by has a mention of the north. So apparently throughout history and our development, it's been such an important thing. So we found it really exciting now to connect to it back again.
You said you had other things you were going to develop. Now, when you do develop like another sense, will a person have to put it another device on them, or will it just all be in one thing?
That's also a very good question, because we are now basically, we should look at it as we are where cell phones or mobile phones were 30 years ago. So it's really the beginning, and a lot of things will develop. At this stage, it will be different devices, but I can tell you that probably in 50 years from now on, it will be probably DNA changes or things that probably will not even have to do with devices. There is a whole new stage in human development and evolution that we are starting now.
Now, I did go to the website, and I looked at it, and there's anchoring points. That's what it's called, but it's actually like a piercing. I mean, can't you just tape this on you? Why does it have to be pierced into you?
Just because it's important that a sense will be permanent on you. So it's very easy to explain the difference between a sense and a tool. A tool is something that you use whenever you need. So, for example, if I compare it to a compass, which, you know, has to do with the north. And so when I need to know where the north is, I look at the compass. I know where the north is. I put the compass back into my pocket till the next time I need it. A sense is something that is important that it will be always with you, because the magic happens basically between the brain and the sense and the constant communication between them, exactly as is with your eyes or your ears. So you could not take your eyes out for a part of the time, and we can never shut our hearing. The only thing that happens is that the brain with time learns when to filter some of the things. So for example, when we sleep, we hear less things, so we could concentrate on sleeping. Or another good example is that nobody felt his or her foot touching the earth now till I just said it, because the brain filtered that feeling, although it was there and the foot did touch the ground. So it is important that it will always be with you. Otherwise, it becomes a tool and not a sense.
Okay, so, I mean, does that mean it's waterproof so that when you go into the shower, or do you take it off when you shower? I mean, like, it's so it stays on you all the time.
Yeah, it is waterproof. And not only that it is waterproof, it's made out of the best body-compatible materials. The design of it is made and thought that you will always be in the best comfort. Now, with that said, if in some cases you do need to take it out, I don't know, to clean it, or you are in a situation where for a few minutes you have to take it out, so it's no problem. And because it is an external thing, so it detaches from the surface piercings that are holding it, and you could put it back in a second whenever you need to.
I also noticed on your website that the device is actually on the chest area. I mean, could you anchor it anywhere, or does it have to be like on your chest?
It doesn't have to be on your chest. It has to be on a place where the anchoring system can be put on the body. So it will not work putting it on the elbow, for example, because it's a place that is in constant movement and change, or your knee, or places like that. But taking the North Sense to a professional body piercer, and he could advise you where is best for you to put it. The chest is a place that we recommend on, from different reasons that have to do with the body, and also because it a bit makes sense, because our eyes and intention points to that direction. But except that, yeah, it's a personal choice.
How long does it last for? Is it just like a few days or a few hours? I mean, what will you have to do?
The battery life, you mean?
Yes.
This is still in development, so I do not want to give answers that I could not stand behind. But it's not going to be something that you need to charge all the time, constantly. So it will have a long-lasting battery. But again, with that said, again, we are used to charge everything that we have, including ourselves, because we eat and we sleep every day. So charging the system is part of our understanding of life and, you know, and everything that's around us.
Do you think that this type of technology will advance like the human race, or is it just something that's like, oh, it's kind of like a toy?
I completely believe so, that it will develop the human race, and not only that will develop the human race, we believe that it will do good to the human race. We just posted on Facebook a day ago a poster saying that if we sense more, we understand more, meaning that we will also respect more. So cyborgness is here, and artificial senses are here, not just for the fun of it and the experience of it, but also to try to connect people to Earth, to environment, to other people on deeper levels that will create a deeper understanding and maybe a better world.
You know, I'm just a little curious. What else are you guys going to develop? I know we've seen the North Sense, we've seen the earthquake one and the colors, but you know, I want more, because to me, this is like a superpower. I mean, like, I want to be able to throw out fireballs or something.
Yeah, so my son calls North Sense my superhero power. And he made me promise him that I'm not going to give it to anyone. He would have to find out that daddy didn't stand behind that promise, because I hope that many people will have it. And yes, there are going to be a lot of other senses, starting from expanding the human hearing, which is something that we are really interested in, and other things that have to do with nature. And there will also be senses that have to do with human-made environments, I would call them, like big cities, like urban places, things that have to do with pollution, things that have to do with density of urban places and city life. So there are many, many, many plans for trying to make all of us being superheroes.
That I'm really going to look forward to that. When can we expect this to be on the market?
Hopefully by the end of September. We work around the clock, and we really hope to make it happen as soon as possible. So it's really soon.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And please visit our website. And there is an option to pre-order it now for whoever wants to be part of this new stage in the human evolution and to be there first.
Thank you, Leviu, for joining me and explaining to myself as well as listeners about the North Sense. For more information about North Sense, visit cyborgnest.net. That's cyborgnest.net.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's masonverapayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.